The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Secretaries and caretakers who are on strike today have made their way to the Department of Public Expenditure to call for pension parity. Our reporter Josh Crosby is there and he joins me on the line. Morning, Josh.
Good morning, Pat.
Have the crowds turned up?
They have. Like, we were warned that there were going to be over 2,000 taking part in this nationally. And look, that's evident here today. Large numbers have travelled to Dublin. We've just come up from Merrion Square. We're outside, as you said, the Department of Public Expenditure to the back of the Dáil. And there's speeches going on, as you can probably hear the chants in the background there. And there are other demonstrations taking place across the country outside schools. There are picket lines. But here is where the main rally has been planned for. And what a time of year to do this, just as the schools reopen their doors. To find out how the talks went at the WRC yesterday, first, let's hear from Shane Lambert, who's the Assistant General Secretary with responsibility for schools at FORSA.
We went in the morning and we outlined our position, which was already known as we served notice of industrial action at the start of the summer, and we were very clear what we were seeking and what we'd need to resolve this. We went in, outlined that again, that was conveyed to the management side. We waited a while, they said they wanted to reflect on it. The talks then broke up to allow them to reflect on it, and we haven't heard anything since.
You weren't given any bit of parrot?
No indication, not even a position outlined. So we haven't heard a yes we can, obviously. We wouldn't be here, and we haven't heard a no we can't. It's just left in abeyance.
And your members here now, how long are you prepared to strike for?
The members are prepared to strike for as long as it takes. They've made it very clear this is a dispute that's going on for decades. They've endured it for that time, and they're not prepared to endure it anymore. They want to bring this to an end.
And it's not just pension parity. Could you outline some of the other issues?
It's not just pension parity. So this is about being treated fairly and equally. But that doesn't mean everybody on the same salary, everybody getting the same pension. What that means is they have the same access to entitlements and the calculations are done on the salary in which they're on. So this happens across the civil and public service. You have a pension calculation that's applied. Those that are on higher salaries get a higher pension. Those that are on lower salaries get a lower pension. And that's what we're looking for. We're looking for access to the pension scheme, bereavement leave, that they're supported with an amount of leave, critical illness leave when someone is diagnosed with a critical illness, that they've an amount of sick leave, and general sick leave as well, all in line with public service norms.
Shane Lambert, who is the Assistant General Secretary with responsibility for schools in FORSA. Did you speak to any of the secretaries themselves, Josh?
I did, Pat. So look, there are over 2,000 schools impacted by this today, and you can see and hear the different accents that are here this morning outside the Department of Public Expenditure. FORSA members have come from across the country. So look, to hear from those who this strike is really all about, we'll start off with the secretaries first, and then we'll move to the caretakers. So Jacinta and Jer have 54 years secretary service between them. They work at St. Vincent de Paul School in Marino in Dublin. I started off by asking them what it was that forced them out in the rain here today.
The main reason, I would say, is pension parity and also to be treated the same as every other staff member in the school. We all play a valuable part in the smooth running, and yet we're excluded from public service status. We have no pension, and also we have no bereavement leave or critical illness leave. And these are things that we just want to be treated like everybody else. It's basic, just basic rights.
I'd say the same. We just want a bit of respect. There's no reason why we shouldn't be treated any differently to anybody else in the school. And it's actually quite appalling.
And just on the respect, so when you're going into work, I suppose, how does it make you feel when you look around and your colleagues that you're working with side by side are on different paying conditions?
It doesn't make any sense to me in my head, I suppose, because the work I do is as valuable as anybody else in the school. Okay, I'm not a teacher, but also we are, I suppose, critical to the running of the school. So, yeah, it makes you feel a bit sad, I suppose, is the word, really.
Now, when you're this far into your career, I suppose there's a sense of, when you're looking ahead, there's a sense of worry when you start thinking about pension plans.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm there 32 years. Jer's there 22 years. The autumn enrolment is of no use to us. No. Jer is over the age for the thing and I'm coming very close to it. So we have no benefit to us, and it wouldn't actually kind of include the year's service. And between us, like, you know, with Jer 22, me 32, like, it's 54 years service. I mean, that's a huge amount of service to a school to come out at the end of it with a bunch of flowers.
So what's your message to the powers that be?
Pension parity.
Secretaries Jacinta and Jer, who work at St. Vincent de Paul School in Marino in Dublin. Now, it's not just about secretaries, Josh, but also caretakers. Did you meet with any of the caretakers today?
I did that. So yes, look, there would be more secretaries affected just with the sheer number of, I suppose, secretaries working in schools as you look around here today. But, and I suppose there are different unions representing workers. But here today, I met with David Hearn, who works at St. Mary's Boys National School in Waterford City. He's also the chairperson of the school caretakers branch. David says if the current system was to continue, he may need to consider a different career.
It's for equality in the workplace. At the moment, we are working in the two-tier system where we have one side of the school who have pensions and the other side being the school caretakers and secretaries who don't have pensions. So we want the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform, and we want the Department of Education to hear our voices today and see the faces that they are denying access to the public pension scheme.
And when you go into work, like, do you feel overlooked to your colleagues?
I don't on their behalf. My colleagues don't make me feel that way, but at the end of the day, I do have a bit of a sense of my job isn't secure. My job isn't definite. Yeah, in one way, we would, yes.
And I'm sure you enjoy your job if you're out here today, but like, I'm sure there must be times then as well where you're kind of questioning the future of like the sustainability of it.
Yes, no, I have. Look, as a young caretaker, I'm one of the youngest caretakers in the country. I only recently have to get a mortgage with my wife. And the question has crossed my mind, can I afford to keep going the way I'm going? And I love my job. I love the staff. I love working with the community. So I'm going to keep going as long as I can. And hopefully, if this gets across the line, it'll be a job for life.
And that's David Hearn, chairperson of the school caretakers branch, who's at the protest today in Dublin. Now, Josh, what's the department saying about all of this? And did you get to speak to any parents who might be affected by this strike?
Yes, Pat. So the department has instructed that all schools are to open as normal. But then we also know that the teaching unions have told their members to support the striking workers and not to pick up any duties that might not be fulfilled, I suppose, due to the strike. So it's all yet to be seen how this is going to pan out if it was to continue for a long time. The department said it will continue to engage with all parties in the coming days, including the WRC. You asked about parents, Pat. I was at a school earlier this morning where the secretary is striking, and you can really see the admiration parents, teachers and principals have for their secretaries and caretakers. Here are some of the parents I met with at the Divine Word National School in Rathfarnham who say they fully support the strikers.
The secretaries are vital to the running of the school, as are the caretakers, by the way. They're part of the culture of the school. The kids all instantly recognise them. They should absolutely be included. It's mind-blowing, I think, to every parent that they haven't been. Something needs to be done for them. They're a vital part of the school. I mean, they do everything from greeting the kids in the morning to when the kids are sick, in the same way the teachers do. It's a different job, but it's a really important job and it shouldn't be undervalued. So absolutely.
I recently had dealing with them in relation to health and safety, where a child had a fall and I had to kind of log a near miss situation. So that was like an emergency scenario. So they are very important. All the admin they do, they are pivotal in the school, really.
So you wouldn't like to see this strike continue?
No, because I'd say everything will grind to a halt then. I would imagine that we don't realise how much they actually do for the school. But at the end of the day, education still has to continue. So that's the most important thing at the moment.
Every time I come here and let's say my child needs to come out early, or my child forgot his water bottle, or change of address, or some administrative, you know, work, they're very helpful, they're very polite.
Parents outside a school in Rathfarnham in Dublin lending their support to the strike. And ending that report from Josh Crosby, we'll obviously report on all of this right throughout the day on News Talk.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.